This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
I think we are all looking forward to the weekend and even next week when Rich Jones will be back. Mm-hmm. Benjamin, do you have big plans for the weekend?
I do have some big plans. This Saturday, which is tomorrow, I'm going to be heading down to St. Augustine, the St. Augustine Amphitheater, to check out Switchfoot, Blue October, and Matt Nathanson in the Help From My Friends summer tour. It's going to be, what are they? Switchfoot is like rock, indie kind of bands, but I mean, obviously very popular. Switchfoot is very big. Blue October I've listened to, but I don't know exactly how big they are. Unfortunately, I'm not too familiar with Matt Nathanson.
I tell you what, brother, you are in for an emotional roller coaster with that.
Oh, yeah.
Switchfoot is all about positivity and bringing up the energy level. Blue October is the exact opposite. They're all about bringing it down and doing the harsh reality checks on life. And Matt Nathanson writes really lovely songs about unrequited love and breakup.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, for sure, a roller coaster. I did listen to Blue October's Hate Me a couple of days ago after I bought the tickets. And, yeah, that's rough.
That's one of their biggest songs and definitely a tearjerker from the audience. But you'll have a good time.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great time.
It'll be cathartic.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Gates open up at 6:30. I'm hoping that this rain that we're expecting from this storm does hit us on Sunday and not on Saturday. The amphitheater is outdoors, but I believe it's covered. So it should be good. But, I mean, I picked up tickets for $50 a pop, so not too terrible. And I'm there for the experience. I'm there to get out of Jacksonville and do something.
Scotty, were you headed to St. Augustine, too, this weekend?
I was looking at the Friday night show that they've got coming up there. It's Straight No Chaser. So if you're into a cappella stuff, it's a vocal group that does all sorts of song covers and melodies and things. And they've got some special guests with them. Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC and O-Town, you may remember from the TV show that they had in the late 90s, early 2000s, whenever it was. So if boy bands are your thing, if pop music is your thing, if a cappella music is your thing, or again, if you're just looking for a good time, you want to get out and dance a little bit, it's going to be a fine show going on Friday night over there. So you can't go wrong at the St. Augustine Amphitheater this weekend.
Okay. Jay Bowes, what do you have going on?
At Daly's Place, a violinist named Lindsey Stirling is going to be in town.
Oh.
I remember seeing her back in 2010 on America's Got Talent, and I thought she was actually really, really talented. So she's still rocking it, and she'll be at Daly's Place tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Fantastically talented.
Oh, yeah. She knows how to dance and play the violin at the same time. I can't even walk and talk at the same time, so.
And she does a really high energy set, so it's a good show. It's family friendly, so if you got your kids, that's going to be a good time for them.
Scotty, you are like the music connection.
He really is.
It's what I do. I leave here, hate life, and then I look for tunes to try and improve my mood. Mm-hmm.
Do you hate life because you're leaving here, because you wish you could be here all the time?
Sure, let's go with that.
So I think I'm going to nerd out. There is a virtual, you can be a virtual guest of NASA for the 21st Northrop Grumman Commercial Resupply Services mission launch to the ISS. And that happens around, we think, if things don't get rescheduled because of storms or the like, at 11:29 a.m. tomorrow. So we'll do that.
That'll be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully, with the current situation at the ISS, you don't get stuck there somehow.
Virtually.
Well played.
Stuck.
And I'm also going to rest because it has been a week. So thank you guys for all that you have done.
It's been two of them, kid. Who are you kidding here?
That's right. It has been 2 weeks with Rich gone. You guys have been great and so supportive and so wonderful. And I made it through the whole week. But Scotty, if you want to know why I asked for an extended break in the last half hour, it was because I realized that I had put my pants on backwards.
And that, kids, is what we call an overshare, but it's also how we relate to the community because there are no secrets at WOKV.
No secrets. I mean, I think people can relate to that, right? Because there have to be mornings when you put on the wrong pair of socks or...
I've come to work with shirts backwards, inside out, and everything in between.
I can say, honestly, I've never before put my pants on backwards.
Yeah, that's a new one.
This is a first. So I think I'm going to get some rest this weekend.
Probably a good plan.
WOKV News Time. What time is it? 8:15.
It's 8:15.